Okay, everybody, so we have to start the next sugya. You have the sheets or no? Coming around? Okay. So Rav Huna was trying to give these Esrog and Hadassim dealers some good advice to try to get around any complications in terms of Ilachem or maybe B'Savavir also, both. And in the process, the Gemara was looking for different ways for them to be koine. So one idea that got tossed around was notions of Shinui, we spoke a little bit about, and the Gemara speaks a little bit about a Yush and Shinui Rishos. At the end of the day, that's probably what saves the day, the combination of the Yush and the Shinui Rishos. And those are ways to overcome any deficiencies of Lachem, etc. So the Gemara here is referring to a sugya that appears in Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, at the end, that it seems like everybody buys into, that Yush and Shinui Rishos is really a valid mechanism of Kinyan. Now, there are some Amoraim who hold that we don't really need Yush and Shinui Rishos, which great Amora says we don't even need it. Who says you don't even, according to this Amora, this is not even, we don't even need the sugya. Who is that? No, not the Tzibavei sugya. This concept that Yush and Shinui Rishos is a Kinyan, forget about its application in Sukkah. What? Rabba holds that Yush itself is Kinyan, so what do I need Shinui Rishos for? Right? So Rabba's not here for this week, okay? But according to everybody else, according to Rav Yosef and the way Rubu the Rishon Paskin, that we most probably accept the view of Yush is not Kinyan. Sur Asl Yod, they actually trumps Yush for being Kinyan because they look. Yuma says that's true, but if you have Yush plus Shinui Rishos, then everything is great. That's a good Kinyan, Shalom Yisrael. And then the person who got the item doesn't have to give the item back itself. Now again, like any other case where something is Kona, the original Goslin, of course, has to do what? Has to pay cash for Shulam. So that's obvious, he has to pay back restitution, no different than if he would have done a Shinui Maisa. But can the Nigzel take the Lekech to a Din Torah? The answer is no. The very Yush for Shinui Rishos is a valid mechanism of Kinyan, and it's helpful here. It enables us to be Yotzin Mitzvah Dalaminim, and Sugi is in the 10th Pech of Baba Kama, Klor, Yush for Shinui Rishos. Of course, whenever you look at this Sugi, Yush for Shinui Rishos equals a Kinyan, so we are posed with our basic mathematical problem, our challenge. What is that? What is Yush worth in terms of Kinyanim? Zero. What's Shinui Rishos worth in terms of Kinyanim? How'd that happen? How did two ineffective processes join forces to create a Kinyan that works seemingly on the level of Deraisa? We're being Yotzei Dalaminim, it's Lachem. So we create, hocus pocus, a Kinyan in Deraisa based on two things, and neither one of them are affected by themselves. That's really the topic we have to discuss. Those who were with us in Kedushin last year, I think we spent a little bit of time talking about this last year also. Am I correct? Right? Ellie? Can't with Kedushin? A little bit. We'll talk about it a little bit now, a little bit more. So Tysus is the first person on the daf to tackle this issue. It's in this long, long Tysus about Karka, the Tysus that I'm sure everybody read from beginning to end. Okay, at least one line in the Tysus. There's one line in the Tysus where Tysus commits themselves to, it was on the list, so I'm just going to even put it on again. Tysus commits themselves to what the nature of this combination of seemingly ineffective factors is all about. Going back to, we spoke about last again for a moment, The Gemara put a lot of emphasis, or Vuna put a lot of emphasis on the fact that we don't want to rely on the property changing ownership when it was still karka, when the hadassim was still mechubal karka. That's going to be a big, big problem. We have to get those hadassim to be no longer mechubal karka. Right, remember that was the goal of Rav Huna. What was the problem? Why? What was wrong? Why can't we just keep those hadassim mechubal karka as long as we can, and then you just chop them off at the end, Erev Sukkos? What was the problem? Because we wanted to make sure what happens. Right? We wanted the goyim to be the ones to cut it off. We didn't want the Jewish avan chariz to be the one to cut them off, because we wanted to make sure that we'll get what? We'll chop around the kinyan of what? Which kinyan are we focusing on? The Yush and Shinui Rishos kinyan, right? So it tells us yes, the kasha, long, long kasha. Wait a second. Why can't all this happen when it's still karka? Why do we have to first make a metaltalin that the goyim make a metaltalin and then discuss the kinyan? Why can't all this transpire when it's still karka? So Tosfos for 50 lines assume that what's the chisaron? Why can't all this happen when it's karka? Which of these two factors cannot take place Pielso Karka? What did Tosus write? So Tosus starts off by saying, the Karka and Exiles, Kloma Eina Kadir Lagazim Bishum Yush. Tosus says, because Yush doesn't work on Karka. And that got the whole ball rolling with the Tosus, with the Tosus, with the Rabinionis, with the Tosus, with here. The whole last sugya was predicated on the assumption that the reason why Rav Huna is forcing us and pushing us to get the Goyim to make this Tolish, don't let the Jews make it Tolish, let the Goyim make it Tolish, because we have to have Yush, you can't have Yush Pekar. And then at one point, Tosus takes a step back. Tosus says, maybe we misread the entire Gemara. Tosus says, that maybe the reason why we have to get this to be no longer karka, the chitema mishim the kasav yish kadi lo kani, the shini rishis lo shech. Maybe the reason why Rav Huna was so insistent that the goyim finish the process first before it makes it to the Jews is not so much because we're worried about yush not taking effect on karka, but shini rishis can't take effect on karka. That's what's really bothering us, is the shini rishus part. Why would that be so? If there's no shini rishus on karka, what word is karka missing? What words do we have from our wonderful definitions and vocabulary? What? It's to be taken. Lakicha. Shini rishus has the connotation that it's transferring from one to another. So Tosfos is now playing devil's advocate and saying, we know that the Gemara is saying, you should shini rishus, somehow a karka is not going to fly. So we're just not sure which part of it is not going to fly. Is it a chisaron in the yush or a chisaron in the shin rishus? So Tosus playing devil's advocate and saying, maybe it's a chisaron in the shin rishus. So Tosus turns around and says, no. That wouldn't be a problem. You know why it wouldn't be a problem? Because even though there's no taking of a davar hamechubar, it still wouldn't bother us. If I stole karka from you and I gave it to somebody else, we would still call that shini rishus for the third party, even though it wasn't taken, it wasn't transferred. We don't need a formal, official, physical transfer of property to be called the shini rishus. You know why it says Tosfos? Who remembers why? Who remembers the Tosfos? Who remembers why? What was Tosfos right again? Tosfos says that it's in the wide lines in Tosfos. It's the end of the third line. What did Tosus created this straw man by saying, maybe you can't have a shini rishus on karka. And Tosus said, that's not true. Why is it not true? Tosus said, what do you mean shini rishus for altogether? Why isn't Yush kind of bite? Why is Rabba not accepted? What's wrong with Rabba, Rabbi Say? What are the three magic words? What are the three magic words? Why is Rabba not accepted? Rabba says Yush is kind of, it's derived from Aveda. Why don't we follow Rama? Don't remember the three words. What does Rabbi Yosef say? What's the problem with Rabba? Isura Asaliyade, whatever that means. Isura Asaliyade. So it's inconceivable that you, who did an Isser, you can't be the one to be kind with Yush. What possibility does that open up for us? You, the Goslin, you, the one who did the Aver, you, the guy with the masked man, can't be kind with Yush. But what? Who can be kind with Yush? You can't, the Goslin, but who can? The person who you're passing the item off on. Tosa says, once you tell me that the whole goal of Shini Rishus is just to rectify that problem of Isura Saliyadeh, then what defines a Shini Rishus? Do I need an official, formal, halachic lakicha that meets the vocabulary, the definition of the dictionary of a lakicha, of a taking which doesn't exist by karga? What do you need? What's the only thing you have to determine? When we're posking a shayla of Shini Rishus, we want to know, did Shini Rishus take place? What's the only thing you have to answer? What does Shini Rishus mean? Shini Rishus means that ato lo gazalta. That's all. That's all we have to know. I don't care whether the item transferred to you. I don't care whether you took it, whether it went. There's lakicha. The chlalbach part. I want to know. I'm coming to take you to the Torah. I want that land back. And you have a right, as the third party, to say, I'm sorry, there was Yush and Shin Rishus. So I say, what are you crazy? There was Shin Rishus. Don't you know the ABCs of Dinim Mamonis? There's no Shin Rishus on Karka. So you know what your response? What's your response? What? Who am I talking? I'm talking to the next guy, right? Okay? So again, Dr. Berman stole something from me. He gives it off to Ellie. All right? So I come and I scream at Ellie, give me that item back. And Ellie says, what are you talking about? So I say, what are you crazy? You've been in my shiur for 3 years and you call it Shin Rishus. Don't you know that there was no lakicha? Don't you know how to read a dictionary? Don't you know how to Google anything? There's no lakicha on karka. You didn't come into your rishus. What's Ellie's response? What does Ellie say? Oh, that's the way to Ellie's response.
Everyone starts
at different times.
He sends $5,000 for every Rosh Hashanah, a little less than that. That's been going on for year after year. So God runs his world, and if I work for the job, I wouldn't take it. Okay, gentlemen, we distribute twice a year to Eretz Yisrael, a near Eretz Yisrael, before Purim and before Yom Yavon. We distribute to over 400 families. What will the families do?
Give me arithmetic. Something appreciable to over 400 families comes out to a lot of money. Over the last few years, more than 80% comes from Yitzchak Chonitz alumni. It's a lot of money. We distribute the money before in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, which is after sunrise here in the States. So Yotze Matonus of Yonim. The reason I'm involved in the tzedakah is because it's one honest. We check out the families for their needs, and as they vary, so the stipend that we give them. And then, if you give $1, the $1 goes to near Eretz Yisrael. There are expenses incurred. Does not come out of these funds. Comes elsewhere, it's subsidized. If you give $1, that $1 goes there. It's a real tzedakah in which one dreams that it goes to where you think it's supposed to go. Here, everything goes there. And Rabbi Shachter is now in Eretz Yisrael. He calls me up between 12 and 2 a.m. after reading of the Megillah and his Esther afterwards. And whatever he has in hand, or whatever has been committed to him by that time, we'll lay out the funds we have in Eretz Yisrael. And in the meantime, Eitan Schnall will take money if you want to give it to him. Rabbi Shach, I think, is coming back before, right after Tanis Esther. So whatever you can do, please do. It's an honest tzedakah. Checks can be made out to my shul for tax purposes, and that's Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. Gentlemen, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do through friends and family, please do.
Let's continue where we left off from a moment ago. So, Tosa is trying to analyze whether we can invoke the principle of Shini Rishus in terms of karka. Can we say that the karka has transferred and therefore it's subject to Shin Rishus? So we had a back to our story here. So Dr. Berman stole, right? Before we left off, okay. Dr. Berman stole the karka and he sells it off to Ellie. So I come screaming and yelling. I say, Ellie, you have my karka. Give it back to me. So Ellie says, I learned Masech HaSukkah, Mechilas Kvaidcha, and Shteit in the Gemara that there's Yush and Shin Rishus. So now the karka belongs to you. So I say, what are you crazy? I said, yeah, there's no Shin Rishus on karka. Karka, somebody has to be taken in order to be Shin Rishus. So Ellie says, no, it's not true. It doesn't have to be taken in halacha. As long as, am I the gazlan? The answer is no. He was a sweet guy. He's an innocent guy. Dr. Berman was the gazlan. But Ellie didn't do anything wrong. So Ellie's not the gazlan. As long as Ellie atalo gazalta, so then that's called Shin Rishus. So Tosfos, therefore, because Tosfos is convinced that the transferring, quote-unquote, which doesn't really exist, but the quote-unquote transferring of karka qualifies as Shin Rishus, therefore, when the Gemara says Rav Huna was shepherding them to do it when it was the Talmud, it wasn't out the Shin Rishushimo, it was out the Yushimo, and then Tosfos brings that as part of his theory. You see, Yush doesn't work on karka. Fine. So we're not learning that part of Tosfos now. We want to extract only one equation from Tosfos. So namely, in passing, Tosfos solved the riddle for us. Tosfos solved the equation where 0 plus 0 equals 1. What's the answer? 0, 0 plus 1 according to Tosfos? How does Yish and Shin Rishus work? Which is a real, will the real Kenyan please stand up? What's the real Kenyan? What's the real Emes Kenyan? You have Yish and Shin Rishus. Which is the real Kenyan? Which part of the Yish and Shin Rishus equation is the Kenyan, Rabbi say? According to Tosfos. Tos just explained to us that Yehu should have been koine. Rabbi should have been right. Rabbi Yosef should have conceded to Rabbi. The only reason why Rabbi Yosef and we disagree with Rabbi is because he's Yisuros Liyadei. As soon as we can undermine and remove that off the charts of Yisuros Liyadei, so what kinyan kicks in? The Chol Toikef? Yush. Yush arrived from Aveda. Guys, come on, let's go. Who's with us? Yush is a kinyan. Everybody agrees Yush is a kinyan. Yush works for Aveda. Learned that from Sukkim. No, not a shyly Yush is kind of. Rabbi Yosef's chapters on Rabbi and says Yush can't work by Gezeira because he's Yisuros Liyadei. So Rabbi says, okay, so you get rid of Yisuros Liyadei. So Rabbi Yosef says, fine. But what mechanism do we use to remove Yisuros Liyadei? What do we call it? Two words. Shin Rishus. So once we have Shin Rishus, then there's no more a limitation of Yisuros Liyadei. Atalu Gezalta. And therefore, Mela, what's the kinyan? What's the real kinyan? Yush is the real kinyan. Yush is the kinyan. Shinu Rishus is just there to alleviate the problem of Yisuros Liyadei. But once we've got rid of that problem, then Yush comes through in full force. Who's with us? This was the easiest part. We didn't even start the sugi yet. No one knows what I'm talking about? Who here knows what I'm talking about? Everybody say, should Yush have been kind of Bekezeva? Just answer that question. If it works by Aveda, why can't it work by Gezeva? There's only one reason. Because if you did something terrible, you are the Gazlan, you did an Aveira, you can't be Kona with Yush. The third party didn't do anything wrong. So Mamela, for him, Yush can be Kona in full glory, in full force. So what's the Kinyan, Rabbi Say? The Yush is the Kinyan. What's the role of the Shin Rishon? Just to circumvent that problem of Yisuros Liyadei. Okay. So far, so what Taisus here says in a roundabout, convoluted way, complicated way, the Ramban and the Muhammad says Pemali. Because the Ramban, Fesh Ramban, it says black on white that Yush and Shini Rishus, Shini Rishus is a Gornish from Gornish. Shini Rishus is not the Kenyan, Yush is the Kenyan, Shini Rishus is just a Chetim to remove Yisuros. Good. Very nice. So that happens to be a Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Amaroi, maybe Machlokes Atanoi, at the end of Baba Kama, about the following Shaila. About the order of things. We usually think Yush and Shini Rishus, we have to draw our famous timelines. So what happens first? First comes the Gezela, then comes the what? Then comes the Yush, then comes the Shini Rishus. That's classic, right? What if these are reversed? What if the Shini Rishus happens first, and then the Yush follows? What do you think about that? It's Machlokes the Gemara. So Machlokes, and we shared him at a Paskin. Machlokes the Ram and the Rosh. So the Rosh says the order is critical, and if you reverse the order, it's not a Kinyan. And the Ram says, what's it? Cares? If at the end of the day, we experience Shin Rishus and Yish, Shish, Shin Rishus, Rishus, Yish, Shish, what's the difference all the same? The Kinyan kicks in. That's the Ramam's Pesach. What do you think about the Ramam Shita? If Ramam lets it away with Shin Rishus preceding Yish, does that spell trouble for Taisus and the Ramban? When the third party receives the item, is that called the Isuros Liyadei or is that called Beteros Liyadei? It's what? There was no Yush yet. The Bailam went up in Yish yet. The third party got it now. When it came into his hands, was that Beteros Isur? What do you think? That depends on. So, do you define it from Yisura?
Define Yisura as doing a Maisa that's improper, that means doing anything wrong.
So you didn't do anything wrong? I'm walking on St. Nicholas and I see a guy, tells me, here's the wash that I just beat the guy up and took from.
I want to know it's stolen.
Okay, assuming I know it's stolen. I know, you know it's stolen. Would you call that Pateras the other day? You're accomplished to a crime. You're also a Goslin. And Afa Pichain, what does the Rabbim say? Even though it's Bisuras Liyadei, what does the Rabbim say? As long as you checked off all the boxes, check, list. Did you have Yush? Kane. Did I have Shin Rishus? Kane. Did I have Isuras Liyadei? Kane. And what does the Rabbim say? He's still Kaina. Any Risho, who's like Taisus in the Ramban, who says that the Lumdus in Yush and Shin Rishus is really Yush as the Kinyan, and Shin Rishus is necessary to remove Yisuras of the Yadei, cannot hold like the Rambam. Those who showed must hold like the Rosh, that the order is critical. So what is the beer dover according to the Rambam? If the Taisa and the Ramban's beer is not the correct one, what is the correct understanding according to the Rambam? So we have 0 plus 0 plus 1. So according to the Ramban and Taisvis, we said Yish is really everything. Shin Rishus is tangential. What do you have to do according to the Rambam? Conceptually. According to the Rambam, what, you can't say Yish is the key anymore because Yish is now being coined even when the Yisurah is the other. So you have to say the key is really Shin Rishus and the Yish is tangential. That's a whole other kidney. We never heard of such a kidney. Bishlama Yish, Bishlama Taisvis and the Ramban, we heard of Yish. We heard of Yush in the worldview of Rabba. We heard of Yush, Lukoladeus, Elements Yushalai, Yush Be'aveda. We've heard of Yush before. But according to the Rambam, Yush is not the road to go down. We have to travel a different road, the road called Shinui Rishus. There's a new kinyan on the books where Rabbi said called Shinui Rishus. Anyone ever hear of it? Where does it come from? But not immediately. We have no idea where it came from. And number two, if it's really a kinyan, so what's the kasha? So why in the world do I need what? What need Yush for? So what is Shinui Rishus? What kind of kid is Shinui Rishus? Tell me, please define, please tell me, no enemy, give me a marker for Shinui Rishus. What? Matana. I'm talking about a Gazan. Gazan, Shinui Rishus. I can give presents to people. How do you know Gazan, but not immediately? There's a kid in Shinui Rishus. Dabashir Mishalim, a kid in Shinui Rishus. What's the answer? What? Well, it's related to Eston. What's the marker? I'll tell you the book. The Heishiv is like Zela. What are the next two words? Ashagozal. What does Ashagozal mean? Im ke'ein shagozal yachzir vimlav from Yamachayev. What was that the mocha for? What did? That's the mocha that what? The chin is kind of. That's the source. The chin is kind of. You know what chin rishus is, Rabbi Say? Shinui Rishus is a subcategory of Shinui Koine. What does Shinui Koine mean? Shinui Koine need not be a physical change. Anyone look a little bit further in the Flamen of Beis? The Gemara talks about Kinyanim of Shinui Hawa? Shinui Hashem. Nothing really happened, but it's called something different. Could we advance another kind of a Shinui? There's Shinui Maisa, there's a Shinui Hashem, and then there's a Shinui Rishus. Part of the definition of an item, it's not just, this is a pencil. This is Reuven's pencil. Not just an animal. This is Shimon's animal. Once something has transferred Rishus, that's a subcategory of the parasha of Shinui Koine. And we can no longer say with a straight face, it's Ein Shagozal. It's not Ein Shagozal anymore. It used to be Reuven's animal, now it's Shimon's animal. That's a whole nother mahalach, legamer, kemech, mizmirai from Tosfos and the Ramban. That is putting all of our eggs into the Shinui Rishus part of the equation and saying Shinui Rishus is fundamentally a kinyan because it's part of Shinui Ma'is, it's part of Shinui Hashem. So why in the world do you need Yush for, by saying? When did Yush for? Because without Yush, it doesn't register as a what? As a Shinui Rishus. Shinui Rishus doesn't just mean I take something from here and I put it over here. I take it from my backyard and put it into your backyard. That's not a Shinui Rishus. Shinui Rishus means there's a transferring of relationship, a transferring of ownership. There's a transferring in dinim amanus. If I take stolen goods and take it from my backyard and put it to your backyard, nothing happened. Nothing was taped, nothing was chal. But if Yush already preceded, that means the Baal already 1 foot out the door, they already pulled back. Yush itself is not a kinyan. Yush doesn't work. But Shinui Rishus is a kinyan, because it's a subcategory of Shinui Hashem, of Shinui Maisa, provided that it's chal on it Hashem, Shinui. And it can only be labeled in halacha as a Shinui Rishus if there's a Yush that accompanies it. Now between you and me, if that's the case, I was very careful with the word I chose. Shinui Rishus constitutes a Shinui if there's a Yush that accompanies it. What word did I not say? I didn't say preceded it. I said accompanies it. That means you have to be able to walk away and say, look how different this item is. This used to be Reuven's item. It used to be in Reuven's, you know, general possession. Now look at it. It's physically, it's somewhere else. Mentally, psychologically, it's somewhere else. It's a Shinui Rishus already. Tashini Rishos. Guess what? We go back to the drawing board of Parshas Vayikra. It's not called the Shegozel anymore. And it's time to start at a Shem Shinika in there. But unless you have that yish to accompany it, then you just play games. You just tossed around the physical item, tossed the ball from one court to another, but you didn't do a Shinir Rishus on it. So unlike Tyson and Ramban, who are learning that the fundamental kinyan is yish and Shinir Rishus is just a sideshow, just to get rid of the technicality of Yisuras of the other day, this is Tyson and Ramban. The Rambam, who doesn't pay any careful attention to the order, the Rambam says either way is fine. The Rambam says that the main story here is the Shinir Rishus, and the Yush is just necessary in order for the Shinir Rishus to be called the Shinir, to be labeled, to be categorized as the Shinir. Two very, very different approaches.
Why does the Rambam say that you have to pay?
Okay, so there's a complicated sugya in terms of Takanas Midrabanan, that they wanted to prevent people from buying watches on St. Nicholas. So that's a whole complicated story. That's all Midrabanan. It's the end of the 10th prayer. It's not going to make a break. Well, according to the Rambam, Shini Rishus is really fundamentally a different item. The item has changed. But I can't call it a Shini Rishus because I have years. Yeah, because there by Aveda, the kinyan that you're trying to create is Yush. So Yush is bound by limitation of Yisuras Liyad, Shambhay Aveda, or Achav Sashav, whatever that means. But here, I'm not even going down the root of Yush. Yush is not the kinyan here. Yush is not kind of like Yisuras. It's kind of Shina.
But
there's Shini Rishus and no Yush, there's no such thing. According to the Rambam, the Shini Rishus is the meaning. It's still called Ke'en Shagazal. Nothing changed. Kirushus doesn't register unless it's Yush. So by fact, at the end of the day it works. Am I enough community? Not enough community for the order. Okay, then that's not what we're here for. It means I don't know the Mafreya, but as of now it's in the state of being Mishus. You don't need a Maisa Shinu Rishus. Right now it's in the Matzav of Shinu Rishus.
Once you attack that, that yeah. Also
no, the Gemara talks about the Gemara has a machlokes about shinuyim shelo biyadayim. We pass that even shinuyim shelo biyadayim is good. Machlokes on Maroim in Meruba. So anyone, you're right. These kinds of shinuyim may be. The question is: this called biyadayim? I gave it to him. Is that called biyadayim? I don't know. So basically, I just want to think about one question until tomorrow. Very very docistic question. To highlight this machlokes ties in Ramban against the Rambam. Wins the Nigzal, he's the Gazlan, Levi's the Lekech. Shimon takes something from Reuven. Reuven is the Seish, and now Shimon passes it off to the Lekech. So there's no question that Lekech owns it. Bein Lefi Tozen the Ramban, Bein Lefi Ramam. The Lekech is the rightful owner. He could be Yotzei Dalminim with it. There's no Shiloh whatsoever. He's the rightful owner, whatever the Lumbus is. I want to know as follows. Was there any split second of theoretical time that Shimon owned it also? Or is that like just an absurd statement? So let's see. So if you say that Yush and Rishus works for the person who's Behet Teira Asa Liyado, then you're saying correctly, then it's absolutely clear as day. Shimon never ever owned this item. It is impossible for him to own it because he's got Yisuras Liyad written all over it. So it would not even get off the ground, this discussion. But according to the Rambam, who's entertaining a different approach to Yush and Shinir Rishus, that the Shinir Rishus is really a kinyan, and you just needed the Yush kind of just to create Shinir Rishus. So what do you say now? This is almost like a Gita V'yad Debarink Yechad Shaila. You say that since that split second in time when he's transferring over Rishus, so not only does Lokech own it, but the Gaz owns it for that fraction of a second also, I mean, theoretical fraction of a second. no one's really counting. That the Gaza also owns it. What do I say? It's a cash money too. The Kenyan only begins after it's Nishtan HaRishus. So, but the Kenyan can't begin to take away until Levi gets it already. So therefore, Shimon can't own it. So I can hear one way or the other. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is yet. Whether there's any way to defend the possibility that Shimon owned it also for a fraction of a theoretical second. But this whole discussion will only make sense in the worldview of the Rambam. If you believe like Tyson and the Ramban, that we're going down the route of Yish Kaina, and we have to get rid of Yisuras Liyadeh, so there's no way under the sun to get rid of Yisuras Liyadeh vis-a-vis Shimon, so Klape Shimon, Shimon can never own it. But if you're not so concerned with Yisuras Liyadeh, you're much more interested in Shini Rishus, then you can raise this very, very lumdish esoteric question, what happens first? You know, what exactly happens? Is it simultaneous? That Levi gets it and Shimon really got nothing? Or as Levi gets it, it kind of enters into Shimon first, puts second, and then goes to Levi also. Why would anybody care? At the end of the day, Shimon's not going to have it. At the end of the day, Levi's going to get it. So why do I care at all that Shimon did it, did not own it for that instant, minuscule second? Anyone know why? Why would anybody care less whether Shimon owned it or not? He was not Machtish, he had the right. What?
Ornish.
You get the right word, right shorish. Makadish with it. Okay? Shimon's a real conniver. He beats up Reuven, steals his ring, Reuven's Messiah, and now he gives it. We'll change Levi's name to Leah. But he's Makadish Leah with that stolen ring post Yush. Is that going to work or not going to work? So I have to stay tuned until tomorrow. Hopefully, it's Hashem. That's a Sugya in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis. That's Shem. Give me a minute,